This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Toby. Now, I'm fascinated by this subject of water. And do you want to lead off, Toby? Do you want to?
Well, I mean, water, like, we're in this fascinating space now when it comes to water. There are now, like, water sommelier, I'm mispronouncing that word. You know, like, there's literally bars where you can go and sample different kinds of water in places like New York and Paris and things like that. And so tell us why about your passion for water. Like, why do you, yeah.
Okay, so
where does the story begin?
Well, it's a bit like sometimes it can be like speed dating. My husband and I bought a property on the Mornington Peninsula, and we bought that property simply as a holiday home. And when the gentleman we purchased it from was taking us around the property and showing us different things, he pointed out that there was a freshwater spring. Mm. And he had been using that water to pump up into the dam to irrigate from. Mm. So that's what we did. We just continued doing the same as he had done. And it was a few years later that my husband's very dear friend, who's really into health and wellness, he dipped his hand into the water and tried it and suggested that we get it tested because he said it was really delicious. And so we did.
This is in Red Hill, and it's an artesian mineral water.
Correct.
Believed to be a couple of thousand years old.
Not all of it, but... All of it. Because the source of the water is the Paleolithic basement, which is 700 metres below sea level, and then our property is about another couple of hundred metres above sea level. So the water's journeying almost a kilometre. Now, the Paleolithic basement is a 600-million-year-old aquifer, which is under Port Phillip Bay and extends from Flinders all the way to Bacchus Marsh.
Wow.
And the source of the water originally, apparently, was rain that hit New Zealand. And then it soaked down through the ground and came through cracks in the tectonic plates, and that's what filled up this aquifer and continues to fill the aquifer today. So it's just the pressure of the water, it's full, so yeah. The excess is pushed to the surface. So you're
bottling it.
Yes, we are.
And the thing that I think is, you know, the whole story about the water is incredible. What is more incredible is that you're establishing, or have you established, a charity called Hope House?
This is the dream.
This is the goal, which will be to provide safe accommodation for victims of family violence.
Correct.
And, you know, I love, you know, what you guys have said. This water is a gift to us. Mm. We didn't make it. We just lucked out that it happened to be on our property. And, you know, you're going to use the, you know, the profits from this to fund this project. Mm. I think that's extraordinary.
Mm. Well, first of all, we have a very comfortable home.
Yep.
We have a very safe and secure environment for our children to grow up in. And the fact that we could afford to have a second home, a holiday house, just for me says, frankly, we have enough.
Yeah.
You know, we're already on the side of the lucky ones. And so I can't walk past a homeless person. They're not invisible to me. I can't read a story about someone who can't find somewhere to live with their children, so they're sleeping in the car. And then the families who return to violence simply because they have nowhere else to go. Mm. And for me, I find that, one, it's really heartbreaking, and two, if the powers to be aren't able to fix it, then I think that individuals need to step up if they're able. So I think big companies should be putting more money into it.
Can we bottle you?
Like absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, because I mean, a lot of people don't realise this, and this is a very slight tangent, but that a lot of the water when you is actually being taken by large companies like Coke, Amatil, and they pay almost nothing to draw on kind of, you know, aquifers basically, and then sell it to us for kind of $3 or $4, etc. Like, it's a huge money-making enterprise.
More than milk.
Yeah. Yes. It's ridiculous, you know, like, and it's water that really all of us should own. So in terms of how Hope House would work, do you have an idea of, like, where would it be or things like that, or how you'd hope to run it?
Well, personally, I sort of, I guess my model has been sort of a little along the lines of the aged care that my mother was in, where she was in an apartment that had a kitchen and a bedroom, bathroom separate and all the rest of it, that it would be something like that, but within sort of almost like a hotel setup, where there would be, you know, people at reception, and if the people who involved in family violence said, look, we've got a family that really need this, have you, and they were, obviously we would work with people who were highly knowledgeable in that area. And the other idea is that setting it up as a charity, I think probably the idea is you have to set it up as a charity so that your money isn't taxed to the eyeballs. But the idea is that we don't, the water is indefinite. It's been coming up for millions of years. So there's no reason to believe that it would suddenly stop.
Put it to good use. Put it to...
Well, into the community.
Toby, it's good water too.
Toby's getting... Toby's
sampling it right now.
Toby's getting into it.
It tastes like a generous spirit.
Well, we describe it as being creamy.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Creamy, and that it has a viscosity to it that is similar to like a fine olive oil or milk, perhaps. You mentioned milk before. And it is, I mean, within the realms of reality, it's also fabulous with scotch. So it's a great hydration, but if you're
generous spirit.
yes, well, you introduced the topic. And then we have our sparkling as well, which so we started doing the still because that's how it comes up. And we are very minimal in what we do as far as filtration, but we have to filter it to the level of what is referred to as industry standard sterile, because a person who buys it could go home and take it and give it to a young child or to an elderly person or someone who's in poor health.
Or to a greyhound.
And any of these people would actually benefit from drinking Aqualive because it's got 23 of the 24 essential minerals. If you look at normal bottles of mineral water available in supermarkets, for example, generally they have about 6.
Okay.
And so we have got some very unique and rare minerals, but then they're still essential to our well-being health.
So tell me, the first time you tasted this water, what did you think? Like, you know, the very first time, were you like, geez, that's all right?
Yes, it was, because I was so surprised that it was creamy. It's just not something I would ever have thought you could describe water as being. And it was interesting before, because when you mentioned about there being water sommeliers, there is one gentleman in particular who is a real advocate of our water, and he says when you drink Aqualive, you recognise it immediately the next time you have it. And with the whole thing of water, the water that comes out of our tap is deemed to be some of the best in the world. But there are processes and chemicals that are put into the water. And in part I understand, because they're keeping large body of water clean. But I remember as a child there used to be a little bit of a crust on the tap, which was from the minerals. And what happened is, in the process of building new homes, they didn't use the old clay pipes. They started using plastic pipes, and the minerals corroded and eroded the plastic. So instead of finding a different way of doing it, they just took the minerals out. So we operate with less minerals than our bodies really need, and also because of modern farming practices, there are not... beg your pardon. There's just not the minerals. We don't... If you're a broccoli farmer, you're a broccoli farmer. And so you have to keep putting in fertilisers to, you know, feed the broccoli. But it's not necessarily for feeding us. You know, the nutrients we need.
So where can... what sort of time frame are you looking at, Dale, in terms of
you know, getting to this dream of, you know, we're talking a couple of years here.
Well, I hope it's that. It is challenging to sell water. I always joke that the market is saturated.
Yeah.
but it's saturated with water that could essentially just be tap water that's been filtered and put into a plastic bottle, which I oppose anyway. So the idea is that once we have sold the capacity of the spring, which is it's a very active spring, so we have at the moment permission to take 10,000 litres per day, but we could go up to 20.
Wow.
And then once we're at the capacity of the spring, then after that, so we'll do it for 1 year. We'll take the profit for 1 year,
yep,
which would be in the millions of dollars. Mm. But after that, then the money will go toward Hope House. We are, well, I'm visualising it at the moment. I haven't gotten to the stage of where I've talked to architects or anything
perhaps
like that.
Perhaps you need to build it. How much land have you got?
We've only got 5 acres, but it's all green wedge overlay, and we're not allowed to build anything further there. Mm. But, I mean, I would also have to build it where somewhere where there was light industry, so there were jobs available.
Of course.
And also transportation.
And access to services, you know, support services.
Yeah, and also access to universities, because I think for some of the people coming in, they would need this accommodation for maybe 5 years or so to help them go through the process of education
to rebuild,
and work for a couple of years so that then they're qualified to get a loan from a bank.
Yeah.
But, we'll help them with all of that.
I think it's a great initiative. Mm. I can't wait to taste it. And let's get you back when, the paperwork around this is going to be very onerous. But let's get you back to talk about it, because I think this is a great initiative.
It's fabulous.
Thank
really
you.
Impressed.
Mm, absolutely. And who doesn't like a nice glass of water?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And it is, isn't it?
Yeah. And where can people get it?
Okay, so if anyone is interested, they can purchase online or they can email us at info.aqui-live.com.au, and we can tell them where their nearest retail outlet is, because we are sort of scattered. We're well represented on the Mornington Peninsula, but it's difficult. We don't have a distributor, so if any of your listeners
are a distributor,
absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it, Dale.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.